Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Day Trading Chart Patterns, Price Action Patterns. Patterns by Deepak Moat focuses on one of the most practical skill sets in short-term trading, recognizing repeatable market structures and acting on them with discipline. The book centers on chart-based decision-making, using widely known price action concepts and candlestick signals to help readers interpret what buyers and sellers are doing in real time. Rather than relying on complex indicators, it emphasizes reading trend, momentum, support, and resistance, and pattern context across common intraday scenarios. Readers can expect an organized walkthrough of frequently used formations, how to confirm them, and how to think about entries, exits, and risk management around each setup. The overall aim is to make pattern recognition more systematic so traders can avoid impulsive trades and build consistency. It is positioned for beginners who want a clear foundation and for intermediate traders who want a cleaner playbook for planning and reviewing trades. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, price action foundations for intraday decision making. A core theme is learning to read price as a story of supply and demand rather than as random movement. The book's focus on price action typically starts with structure: higher highs and higher lows in an uptrend, lower highs and lower lows in a downtrend, and range conditions where price oscillates between boundaries. From there, traders can frame each session by asking simple questions: where is the market in relation to prior swing points, key levels, and the current day's range? What does the sequence of candles suggest about momentum and participation? Understanding context matters because the same candle pattern can mean different things in different locations, such as a reversal signal at resistance versus a pause during a strong trend. This foundation supports practical planning, defining invalidation points, identifying likely continuation zones, and avoiding low-quality trades in the middle of noisy ranges. By emphasizing structure and context, the approach encourages traders to become selective, to wait for confirmation, and to align setups with the broader intraday narrative instead of reacting to every fluctuation. Secondly, candlestick patterns and what they imply about buyer-seller control. Candlestick patterns are presented as visual summaries of trading pressure within a time window. Common signals used by day traders include pin bars and hammers that show rejection, engulfing patterns that suggest a momentum shift, and doji-like candles that reflect indecision. The practical value comes from linking shape to behavior. Long wicks can indicate failed attempts to push price beyond a level, while large bodies can indicate decisive control by one side. The book's combined framing with price action helps readers avoid treating candlesticks as standalone magic signs. Instead, it encourages asking whether the candle appears at a meaningful location such as prior support or resistance, a trendline touch, a breakout retest, or a key session high or low. It also pushes for confirmation techniques that many traders use in practice, waiting for the next candle to validate direction, checking whether volume or volatility expands, or ensuring the pattern aligns with trend bias. This lens makes candlesticks less about memorization and more about interpreting intent and probability. Thirdly, high-probability chart patterns used by day traders. Beyond individual candles, the book highlights recognizable chart formations that traders use to anticipate continuation or reversal. These often include triangles and wedges that compress volatility before a directional move, flags and pennants that represent pauses after an impulse, double tops and double bottoms that show repeated rejection, and head and shoulder style structures that can signal distribution or accumulation. The key learning point is that patterns are not guaranteed outcomes, so traders must define what confirms the setup. Confirmation can include a clean break of a neckline or boundary, a retest that holds, or a decisive close beyond a key level rather than a brief spike. The book's price action angle also encourages measuring the quality of the move into the pattern. Strong, impulsive legs tend to produce cleaner continuation setups than choppy approaches. In addition, it implies practical placement of stops and targets based on structure, such as beyond the swing point that would invalidate the pattern, and using measured move ideas or nearby support and resistance zones to plan exits. This transforms patterns into actionable trade plans rather than vague shapes on a chart. Fourthly, entries, exits, and risk management around patterns. Recognizing a pattern is only a starting point. Execution rules determine whether the approach is tradable. The book's theme naturally connects patterns to entry triggers, such as breakout entries, pullback entries on retests, and reversal entries after rejection candles at levels. Each entry style has trade-offs. Breakouts can capture momentum but risk false breaks, while retests can improve reward to risk but may miss fast moves. A disciplined approach includes defining the invalidation point first, then selecting position size so a stop loss represents a control percentage or fixed amount of risk. Target planning often blends pattern expectations with market structure, aiming for logical areas where price may stall, such as prior highs and lows, range boundaries, or projected measured moves. The broader message is to think in probabilities and expectancy. Even good patterns fail, so a trader must manage losses, avoid overtrading, and aim for consistent process. By tying risk control directly to chart structure, the approach helps traders reduce emotional decisions and develop repeatable habits that can survive typical intraday volatility. Lastly, building a repeatable trading routine and avoiding common traps, a practical patterns book also serves as a guide for developing a routine, pre-market preparation, in-session monitoring, and post-trade review. Readers are encouraged to scan for clear levels, determine whether the market is trending or ranging, and list the few setups they are willing to take. This reduces impulsive behavior and helps prevent chasing moves after they are extended. Common traps for day traders include forcing patterns where none exist, ignoring higher time frame levels, trading in the middle of ranges with poor reward to risk, and taking candle signals without context. Another frequent issue is inconsistent execution, moving stops, exiting early, or doubling down after losses. A structured routine supports consistency through journaling, tracking screenshots of setups, noting emotions, and reviewing whether trades followed the plan. Over time, the trader can identify which patterns fit their personality and schedule and which ones produce the best results for them. The book's combined focus on price action and candlesticks supports this routine by giving clear visual criteria to categorize trades, evaluate quality, and gradually build a personal playbook. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring day traders, swing traders who want cleaner entries, and intermediate traders who feel overwhelmed by indicators and want to simplify their decision-making. If you learn well from visual examples and prefer trading rules grounded in what price is doing, its focus on price action patterns and candlestick behavior can help you build a practical framework for reading the market. The biggest life benefit is not just learning shapes, but developing a more disciplined way to plan trades, identifying context, waiting for confirmation, defining risk before entering, and reviewing results to improve. That process can reduce impulsive decisions and limit avoidable losses, which are two of the most common reasons traders burn out. Compared with many similar pattern books, the combined emphasis on chart patterns plus candlestick patterns can be worth buying because it encourages a layered approach. Broader structure first, then candle level timing, then risk management. That integration helps traders move from memorization to execution, turning pattern recognition into a repeatable playbook they can practice and refine across different markets and timeframes. If you would like to support Deepak Mote, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.